This is your Lansing update from More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
A strike by nurses at Sparrow Hospital looking more likely as they reject the latest contract offer. Hospital spokeswoman Kelly Rossman McKinney tells WILS's Tony Connolly this morning the hospital's offer is quite generous.
Every individual nurse associate would get between 3.5 and 4.4% of an overall salary increase.
Meanwhile, the nurses say their concerns involve other issues. Bob Colt represents the nurses' union.
Sparrow Hospital has continued to refuse to agree to adequate staffing that puts patients in jeopardy, and the nurses are not going to work under those conditions.
The East Lansing City Council passing a 90-day medical marijuana moratorium extension last night. Councilman Nathan Triplett on WILS explains why.
We're wrestling with issues primarily around the commercial element of medical marijuana, whether or not we're going to allow storefront dispensaries, whether or not we'll allow things like home-based occupations.
Waverly Middle School's restructuring plan now pending approval by the State Department of Education after failing yearly progress goals. Chief Academic Officer Dorothy Blackwell tells WILS how the plan will proceed.
It would start at the ground level between the teachers working with students and their families, communicating and making sure that they are covering all the grade level content expectations.
And the 200 block of North Washington Square closed today through next Monday as the BWL sets up its toy mill for Friday's Silver Bells in the City. As nurses at Sparrow Hospital say they're ready to go on strike after rejecting the latest contract offer, hospital spokeswoman Kelly Rossman McKinney tells WILS's Tony Connolly that Sparrow is ready to make sure that necessary staffing remains in place.
We take that threat very, very seriously. It is an extraordinarily expensive undertaking to prepare to deploy nurses from around the country.
The nurses union, meanwhile, explains why even with an over 3% raise, the contract is still being turned down. Their spokesman, Bob Colt.
Essentially, it's the hospital using the difficult state of the economy to say, we're asking the nurses to make concessions, and that's fair. We're asking them to give up many of their health benefits, and that's fair.
Medical marijuana advocates and opponents in East Lansing continue to debate how the city should regulate dispensaries. The council last night voting through a 90-day moratorium extension. Councilman Nathan Triplett on WILS.
We've got folks all along the spectrum, and I think in the end analysis, when the council is ready to act, we're going to come to a solution that probably makes nobody happy completely.
And jobless workers in Lansing and statewide losing their benefits with each passing month. Norm Isatello with the State Unemployment Agency says tens of thousands more will face the same situation during this holiday season.
November, 46,700. December, 45,000. In January, 62,600.
That's your Lansing Area Update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS. An Ingham County Circuit judge stopping Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan from raising rates on seniors yesterday. Today's preliminary injunction will lead to a public meeting on the matter. The healthcare giant was set to increase rates by over 60% on some with supplemental Medicare policies. The restructuring plan at Waverly Middle School, pending approval by the State Department of Education, although Chief Academic Officer Dorothy Blackwell tells WILS's Tony Connolly that even though the school did not meet progress goals, that doesn't tell the whole story.
The existing measure for adequate yearly progress definitely had made that target, but they changed the metric. So these students had already taken the test by the time the metric had been changed.
The East Lansing City Council passing a 90-day medical marijuana moratorium extension last night as they consider ways to regulate the commercial aspects of dispensaries in the city. But Councilman Nathan Triplett on WILS says their regulatory power only goes so far.
The law that the voters passed makes it very clear that a caregiver can already grow and store medical marijuana in their home, and we have really nothing that we can do about that.
And a new survey projecting a 9% increase in travel across the state over next week's Thanksgiving holiday.
People are still saying they're still going to travel. We're also in the middle of our firearm deer hunting season, so we're also going to have a lot of hunters on the road.
That's AAA Michigan spokeswoman Nancy Kane. She says over 90% of you will hit the road despite $3 a gallon gas prices. Taking a look at your capital city forecast, tonight scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, low around 34. Tomorrow a slight chance of rain and snow showers, partly sunny, high near 43. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low around 28. That's your Lansing Area Update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.